Back now with Day to Day. While millions worldwide are waiting for the last book in the Harry Potter series, there are a bunch of artists who've used the Hogwarts characters as inspiration for an entirely different genre, punk rock. Groups like Harry and the Potters and Draco and the Malfoys are playing to audiences of all ages at venues around the globe. NPR's Melody Kramer has more on the growing wizard rock movement.
Brothers Paul and Joe DeGeorge are standing on a stage outside the Free Library of Philadelphia. They're wearing gray sweaters with maroon and yellow ties. Those are Gryffindor colors. Gryffindor is Harry Potter's house at Hogwarts, where Harry goes to school. And on stage, these brothers from Boston are Harry Potter.
Anyway, I'm Harry Potter.
And I'm Harry Potter.
And we are Harry and the Potters. And we came to Philadelphia, to the library, to rock it down today.
5 years ago, Paul and Joe invented wizard rock in their backyard as a joke. The genre answers the question, what would Harry Potter sing if he were in a band?
Oh, the bus don't go to Hogwarts. You got to take the train. Oh, the bus don't go to Hogwarts. You got to take the train. And we'll take the train from platform 9 and 3 quarters.
The Potters take on many topics, from traveling to school to saving Harry's friend Ginny from a giant snake.
We've got to save Ginny Weasley from the basilisk.
But the band that started as a joke has just finished touring Europe, and they're currently in the middle of a tour that will take them to over 60 cities in North America. In each location, hundreds of fans travel to see them play. And it's not just the Potters. There are now over 40 other wizard rock bands. They have names like Draco and the Malfoys, the Whomping Willow, the Remus Lupins, the death metal band Voldemort. And like the Potters, these bands also travel the library circuit.
We found that over the past years they have this clan of people, much like the Dead did, who travel show to show.
Josh Corey is making a documentary with his friend Gerald Lewis about Harry Potter fans. He says fans for the group who travel the country come in all ages, like 15-year-old Miriam Coppersmith.
I mean, you go and you see the movies, and they cannot portray the books as well as they do in their music. Their music captures the essence of the books so much better than any sort of other media has been able to do. So, like, that's why I love it. It's great.
Miriam traveled to Philadelphia from Staten Island with her sister and her mom, Suzanne Bernstein, to see Harry and the Potters for the fifth time.
We have all their albums, and I actually listen to them in the car, even when the kids aren't in the car.
How old are you?
I have to say that, right? I'm a 55.
Bernstein says she prefers the music over the movie versions of the books, and even sometimes the books themselves.
It's almost like the first time you read the book, but with music you can listen to it over and over again, so it's very cool.
Concertgoers can get together with other fans and sort of experience these books, but in a collective way.
That sense of community is important, says David Grazian, who studies the sociology of pop culture at the University of Pennsylvania.
Whereas we're used to thinking about reading as an individual kind of cultural practice, and this is a way for people to enjoy these books in the company of fellow fans.
The bands are popular with teens and adults, and especially with librarians. Cindy B. Haynes is the children's librarian at the Fairfield Public Library in Fairfield, Connecticut. She's amazed that over 100 people showed up to the library on a Friday night to see Draco and the Malfoys and the Whomping Willow. A typical Friday draws maybe 10.
These kids clearly are still following it, and everybody's going to read that last book. You just have to. You know, you got to finish it, see what happens.
But the last book, warns Grazian, may mean the end of wizard rock.
Wizard rock will likely, you know, lose its novelty. And indie rock fans are very, very devoted music fans, but can be very, very fickle. And will be on to the next thing before you know it.
But Josh Corey thinks, like Lord of the Rings fans and Star Wars fans, Harry Potter rock fans will still listen.
Part of the excitement is waiting for the end, you know, and the anticipation of not really knowing where it's going. But I think that a part of it will stay alive.
My dad is rich, and your dad is dead. My dad is rich, and your dad is dead.
And songs like this, by Draco and the Malfoys, will continue to entertain fans like Cindy B. Haynes.
Wizard rock. Rock on!
Melody Kramer, NPR News.
You may have freed our house elf or brought doubt to our family name, but your parents.